Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Thank you so much to everybody who gave that first hour. We crossed the 30,000 mark. I don't know if when we tally it all up, it'll go over 35,000. If it does, then we're more than halfway there now. If it doesn't, we're close to halfway there. Because it's a crazy thing that happened. We have a $70,000 match for the day. We've never started our pledge drive that way before. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest this hour is Joe Heschmeyer. We're going to do a little bit of fundraising and a lot of answering questions. Think of the next hour as a little bit of fundraising and a lot of answering questions, and you'll have a picture of what we're about to do. To run this show with all of these folks, with Edgar, who just came in the studio a minute ago, with Zach over there running the board, with Andrew running the video, with Joe and I doing what we do, it costs $225,000 every 3 months to do that. So we come to you and ask you for that funding, $225,000, and we are fully funded for the next 3 months. We won't come to you and ask you for your help again until February. So this is your opportunity. Maybe you're thinking about your end of year giving. There are usually that's folks who are in the higher income brackets who start thinking about what they're going to do at the end of the year in order to make their donations before the end of the year. And if you are thinking about that, we're not going to ask you again for your support between now and the end of the year. Maybe it would be a good time for you to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. If you want to look at the books, we are a highly rated nonprofit that makes our books available. If you'd like our president to call you, if you'd like David, the director of development here, to call you and let you know where the money's going and what we use it for, we'll be happy to do that. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or you can go safe and secure online to Catholic Answers Radio. Let me do a quick reset here of where we are, and then we will introduce Joe and let him take some calls. The number, if you'd like to call and ask a question of Joe, this is not the donation line, this is the call-in line, is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Just like on any other day, your call is welcome on this open forum hour, 888-318-7884. Now I will switch to the other number, and I will try to stick to that for the next hour or so. Depending on how we do as far as callers, I will just stick to this other number. And we have a $70,000 dollar-for-dollar match on this first day of our pledge drive. We just take 3 days every 3 months to ask you to fund us for the next 3 months. This program goes out to every radio station, satellite radio, what do they call those old apps and websites around the world. And we do have listeners around the world. You pay for all of that when you call and make your pledge, so we can give it away free to anybody who wants to do Catholic broadcasting. They can get it for free. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000 to make that happen. Let me let you know again where the pledge is. We have $70,000. We're almost at the halfway mark. We got an hour to use up more than $35,000 in pledges. And the way you use up that money is you make a pledge in any amount, 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The only thing I will add to that before I introduce Joe, anybody who starts a new monthly pledge, your pledge is being tripled this hour, and you are getting a free one-year membership to the premium subscription of the Hallow app, a very popular Catholic app for your prayers, for your meditations, for your reflections. It's all there on the Hallow app. Talks, a whole bunch of wonderful stuff on the Hallow app. You get the premium edition for any new monthly pledge. 888-291-8000. Joe Heschmeyer, apologist here at Catholic Answers, and speaker, writer, extraordinaire. Joe, welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here. Can I add a couple things to what you just said?
Yes, please do.
So first, I want to just point out that there are not a lot of investments in this world where you're guaranteed to triple your money. And if people are advertising them, they're usually scams. This one's not.
Not a scam. So,
yeah. I feel like that's a pretty secure, safe investment. If you're someone who's risk averse, thinking, I don't know, I want to, you know, the dollar to go as far as it can, I respect that. The Didache, first century text, says to let your palms go sweaty with your alms, meaning be wise in how you invest and be wise in how you give. And so by all means, do that. But I don't know that you're going to find a better deal than having your alms tripled, having your donations tripled. So I throw that out there. The other thing I was going to mention is there's another perk that is harder to articulate. And we can't just list it exactly, but it's this. When donations are going really well, we bug you fewer times during the radio drive. And so you get to hear more questions. So we don't have to do as many panicked. Like, we've got all the lines open. So just fill up the lines. You do your part. We'll answer questions. And then we won't have to have this conversation again for 2 hours.
All right. Joe has laid it out there for you. So pick up that phone and call, and I'll make Joe do some work now. 888-291-8000. 13 lines open, 4 lines full right now. That means perfect time to call, whatever your pledge amount is. 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Cheryl is in Chadron, Nebraska, listening on the wonderful Spirit Catholic Radio Network. Cheryl, we're very happy you're here. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Thank you, gentlemen. As a Catholic, I know that the consecrated bread is fully Jesus, and Jesus is fully in the consecrated wine. But my daughter was challenged by a non-Catholic who said, because in Scripture Jesus says that he blessed the bread and said, take and eat, this is my body. Then he blessed the wine and said, drink of it, for this is my blood of the covenant. He said, in order for communion to be licit, you have to do both of them. And as Catholics, we don't look at it that way. So how do you respond to a non-Catholic that, no, you don't have to do both of the bread and wine, the body and blood?
Well, yeah, I think that's a very good question. And second of all, I think you included all of the important details there. Namely, the person that was raising this objection isn't a Catholic. Do you happen to know what their denominational affiliation is, or like what their views are of the Lord's Supper?
Yeah, Lutheran. And he told my daughter that he believed in the presence of Jesus, but in order to have a licit communion, you have to have both, because it says to do so in the Bible.
Great. So there's a sense in which that's half true, that Jesus does command for the bread and wine to be consecrated at the same time and received simultaneously. And so the priest is required to do that at the Mass. But Jesus doesn't say that so remember, when Jesus is giving these commands, the do this, he's not doing the do this to all Christians. We don't go up into our, you know, living rooms and take bread and wine and turn them into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. The Last Supper isn't a gathering of all of the disciples who've been following Jesus. The Last Supper is a chosen gathering of the 12. And the 12 are being commissioned with the priestly power to perform this sacrifice, to continue this covenantal act that Jesus is inaugurating. And so they are required to receive both. But ordinary Christians are not given an instruction that they have to receive both. That just is not there. There's no instruction telling the laity how to receive. And so for a variety of reasons, people may receive under one or the other kind. So for instance, if someone has a gluten intolerance, like celiac, or on the other hand, if someone may be struggling with alcoholism. And so there are any number of reasons why, for good reason, a person might decline, even if both species are offered, to receive both. And as you said, because Christ is wholly present in both, that even though he says, this is my body, this is my blood, he is not saying that his body and blood are going to be forever separated from each other. They are wholly united after he rises from the dead. And so all of Jesus is present in both. And so that's the short-ish answer, that it's important for the priest to do both because Jesus says to, and because it completes the kind of ritual action. But the laity are not under any kind of requirement from Jesus telling them how often to receive or under what species. If you want to go to Mass and you discern you shouldn't go up to receive communion, that's fine. You know, the church requires you to receive once a year, but you should discern that. And in fact, St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11 to discern carefully before receiving the Eucharist. So you won't find a do this directed at the laity. And so someone imposing that is imposing a kind of legalism that it is not found in Scripture.
And I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very, very much for the call. I'm going to leave it there just to encourage folks to get on those lines and help us as, on our journey towards the $70,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. The number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Let me just tell you real quick before I send another question Joe's ways, some of the things that we can send you if you are willing to support us. I've told you that any new monthly pledge, $10 to $1 billion, will get the free Halo app. So any new monthly pledge is going to get the Halo app premium for the year. If you can make a monthly pledge of $20 a month or more, you're going to get Joe's book, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church, and the wonderful book from Steve Weidenkopf. That makes it sound like Joe's book wasn't wonderful, but I didn't mean that. I mean,
that didn't come out
the way I meant it, Joe. So in addition to the wonderful book, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church, you'll get Light from Darkness, the very fine book from Steve Weidenkopf about the crises, the many crises in the Catholic Church and how they have led to the spreading of the light of the Catholic faith and the deepening of the light that's available to everyone. If you can give in at the $20 a month level, we'll give you both of those in addition to the Halo app premium edition for a year. Maybe you could come in at the $45 a month level. All of that is yours, but we will add the Early Church, the 20 Answers, the Early Church book, and the Evidence for Christ course by Jimmy Akin at the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. So you get to learn all that that Jimmy teaches in the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics course, Evidence for Christ. Can you come in at the $10 level, the $20 level, or the $45 a month level? Please pick up the phone and call right now while we have this $70,000 match on. 888-291-8000 is the number. 15 lines open right now. Perfect time to call to make your monthly pledge, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. It's open forum. And Joe, we'll get you another call if that's all right. We'll send you to Tyler in Florida watching on YouTube. Tyler, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hey, Joe. I want to say real quick, I've been Catholic for 3 years, and I had the blessing a couple years after I became Catholic. My wife and I had the blessing of being able to be the sponsors of my parents. They followed me into the church a few years later, and they've been Catholic for a little over 1 year now.
Praise God. What a beautiful story.
Welcome home to the whole family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll say my mom, she's all in. I think she's a much stronger Catholic than I am, and she's been my role model as a new Catholic myself. I'm calling on, I guess, on behalf of my dad. So, you know, he entered into the church because he told me that he was convinced of the true presence in the Eucharist, and you know, that was what drew him into the church. He told me that, you know, he still struggles with Marian dogma, and he still struggles with you know, communion with the saints and, you know, intercessory prayer. And I'm a sponsor, so I definitely feel that I'm kind of responsible in that way as a sponsor. And so I'm just trying to find good resources for, you know, someone who is already a new Catholic but is still struggling with certain teachings of the church. Like I said, he doesn't outright deny or reject what the church teaches, but he definitely struggles with it. And I've asked him. I said, "Have you tried intercessory prayer and praying to your confirmation saint?" And he told me no, he hasn't felt comfortable with it, but he definitely struggles with it. And
all right, yeah,
help my father
out. That's great. Yeah. I'm glad you've clarified that. And it sounds like you've been a good kind of witness and role model in his life already, which is a beautiful thing as a son. So I'm going to give you. There's a few good resources. Tim Staples, I'm blanking on the name of his book on Mary right now. Is it Behold Your Mother?
Your Mother, a Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines.
I was second-guessing myself. I actually had the name. So that's a good one. I actually recently on my podcast, Shameless Popery, looked at questions about Marian devotion and on prayer to the saints as well. And so I get into a lot more depth there than I'll have time to here. But I think a couple things. First, point out this pattern in Scripture of people interceding for each other and salvation happening through other people. So to give just one example, the the paralytic who is brought by his friends to Jesus. We're told in Scripture that Jesus looks at the faith of the friends and then forgives the sins of the paralyzed man. We are not told anything, strangely enough, about the faith of the paralyzed man. You've got Abraham interceding for his nephew Lot. You've got Job in the last chapter of Job, who God only, he says he'll only forgive Job's friends if Job intercedes for them, and he does. And so once you take that model, then you start to realize, like, there is this very Western, particularly American model that's highly individualistic and that is deeply unchristian. The Christian model is that the love of God is inseparable from the love of neighbor, and that the church is the body of Christ. And so just like an organ, if you remove your liver and say, go be free, it's not going to flourish. It's not going to survive. That's how it is for us in the body of Christ as well. The organs belong together. And so that's why we look out for each other. And the body of Christ exists not just here on earth. It also exists in heaven. It also exists in purgatory. That's why we pray for the Christians who need our help here on earth and in purgatory. And they pray for us here on earth and also the saints in heaven who intercede for us. So that's kind of the general schema. And then Mary plays an important role there. You said your dad already understands the beauty of the Eucharist. You know, Jesus gives his flesh for the life of the world, as he says in John 6. Well, where does he get his flesh? From Mary's free yes, that she cooperates in giving her body, that the body of Christ is formed from, and it's that body of Christ that brings salvation to the whole world. And so Mary's not just an incubator, right? Like, she's not just an urn or a Tupperware jar. Like, she's his mother, and we need to take that very seriously. Then the last point I'd say on this, and I'd love to get in a much bigger conversation, but I want to be mindful of the other calls as well, is I like to go back to Luke chapter 1, in which Mary has this beautiful hymn of praise. And she says, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he's regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. And Catholics and Protestants, we love this passage alike, right? But then in the very next line, she says, for behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Now, when I read this passage to Protestants, invariably the same response happens. They say, well, we're fine calling her blessed. But they're not really fine, generally, with the way Christians have honored and blessed Mary for generation after generation. Notice there, Mary doesn't just say, you Christians in the 21st century are going to correctly call me blessed. She is upholding the way every generation of Christians is going to do this thing. Now, that doesn't mean you couldn't do it badly, but clearly God foreknew the way Catholics were going to treat Mary. And rather than having some passage saying, watch out future generations, there's a passage praising future generations for honoring Mary. So all of the kind of Protestant anxiety that maybe we're going to honor Jesus's mom too much is completely unbiblical, because God foreknew what was going to happen. And the only words he gives us are words of encouragement, which of course makes sense. We will never do anything for Mary that comes anywhere close to what Jesus has already done for her by saving her, by glorifying her, by making her queen of heaven and earth, as we see in Revelation chapter 12. We're never going to do anything that comes close to that. Like, oh no, I said, you know, 50 Hail Marys in a day. That doesn't even come close to what Jesus has done for his mom. And so unless we're going to say Jesus worships his mom because he gives her too much honor, which would be blasphemy, then we don't want to say that, you know, Catholics are going astray and worshiping Mary or any of those things by honoring her too much, because we don't honor her anywhere near as much as Jesus does.
Thanks very much for the call. I'm going to get keep moving, because there are lots of folks on the line. And also, we have a lot to do as far as using up that $70,000 match that we have. Four times a year, we come to you and ask you for your support as we try to raise the $225,000 it costs to run this program each month. Then we can give the program away to anybody in the world who wants to broadcast it. That's how it's grown. You've done it. You've paid for it. And we're coming to you again to ask you for your support. We're about halfway through the use to using up that $70,000. We're just exactly halfway, as a matter of fact. And we've got 40 minutes left. 888-291-8000 is the place to go to make your pledge. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online to Catholic Answers Radio. Now, joining us in studio is the Director of Development here at Catholic Answers, David Matheson. David, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome, Si. Yet every now and then, you let me sit in your chair and I get to
no every now and then I beg you to sit in my chair so I can go do something else, when, like go to Australia. Thank you for doing it.
That's
I appreciate
right. And,
it.
And you're about to head to Rome, I believe, to
for
meet
a yeah.
the rest of the flannel panel. In fact, Joe Heschmeyer will be there, as well. That's right. Yeah, you're part of the flannel panel, aren't you? Yes, I. We're only about halfway through, halfway to that $70,000 match. So we have a lot of work to do. And I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes here talking to the folks out there, just about all that we do and what this drive means.
Okay.
Okay.
That's very helpful.
So,
David. Thank you.
One thing to keep in mind. So as much as this show is self-sustaining, thanks to the listeners of this show who call in each quarter to help support it, that it costs us about $1 million a year, give or take, to produce this show on a regular basis. And as you mentioned earlier, Cy, this show is available for free to anyone that wants it. Obviously, if you're listening on the internet, it's essentially free. If you're listening on our app, it's free. But all of the radio stations that carry us, including the EWTN network, they don't pay us a dime to get this show. And that's been true from the day this show was started 25 years ago. We want it to be true 25 years from now, to continue to be free. And the only way that happens is if you, the listeners, call in to support us. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text Catholic to 24365. Now, what happens if we don't meet our goals each quarter? Well, what happens is, in order to support the radio program, quite honestly, resources have to be drawn from other areas of the apostolate. Many folks are not familiar with everything that we do, Cy. They know us for Catholic Answers Live, and that's a great way to know Catholic Answers. But did you know that each year we produce, give or take, a half dozen books or booklets through Catholic Answers Press? We not only have this radio show, but we have Shameless Popery, the Shameless Popery podcast, the Sunday Catholic Word podcast, the Daily Defense, the Catholic Answers Focus podcast. We have podcasts as well. We have probably the crown jewel of what we do, which is Catholic.com. It is outside of the Vatican, the most popular Catholic website in the world, and it is your number one source for apologetics, answers to your questions, Catholic commentary on current events, all sorts of great stuff, Catholic.com. The magazine. I want to spend just a moment on Catholic Answers Magazine, because we send Catholic Answers Magazine to 30,000 folks every quarter. So four times a year, Catholic Answers Magazine comes out in the mail. We also send it for free to any priest, any seminarian, and any incarcerated person who would like to get Catholic Answers Magazine. In fact, I'll spend just a moment on prisoners who receive the magazine. So we get letters often. Chris Check, our president, gets letters often that from prisoners that say, hey, thank you for Catholic Answers Magazine. I'm Catholic. I've made mistakes in my life. I'm obviously paying for those mistakes at this moment. But my Catholic faith is more important to me than ever. And it is Catholic Answers Magazine that keeps me going, because the evangelical churches, frankly, they're very strong in the prisons. And God bless them for that. And Catholics are making some inroads in there, but it's very difficult. And Catholic Answers Magazine is a great part of the support for those who are incarcerated and value their Catholic faith. All of this costs money, but we go the extra mile to be good stewards of your money. How do we know that? There's a group called Charity Navigator. Charity Navigator rates virtually every charity in America, certainly. I don't know about around the world, but every charity in America. And we are a four-star charity, according to Charity Navigator. That's the highest ranking, four stars. What does that mean? It means we have maximized our impact, we've maximized our efficiency, and minimized our cost of fundraising. Only 5%, in fact, less than 5% of all charities out there are four-star Charity Navigator charities. Catholic Answers is one of them. So as Catholic Answers touched your life, if we have, give us a call. Tell us how. There are 18 open lines right now. Give us a call. Tell us how. And then support us with your financial resources to help us do it over and over and over again. By helping us pay the bills in order to accomplish that.
The number is 888-291-8000. As David said, 18 lines open. I'll tell you, because David won't tell you. He's a humble person. That four-star rating is his work. He did that. And the books are open. We try to be as transparent as we can.
Absolutely.
And that's why we have people who are willing to give us $70,000 for a match, because they know where that money is going. It's going to share the good news about Jesus Christ and his church and draw people out of the madness of the modern confusion into the clear light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pick up that phone and call. Help us use up that $70,000 match, 888-291-8000. David, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome, Si. And let me just say one more thing. You know, the three of us, including Joe, of course, are on the air right now. And if you're listening, you're listening to three people talking to you who put our money where our mouth is, so to speak. Three of us are donors to Catholic Answers in addition to being employees. So pick up that phone. Give us a call now, 888-291-8000. Help support us. Help us get to the next quarter. Help us get this $75,000 match. We're just over halfway there. We can use your help.
Whether you're a big donor like me and David or a small donor like Joe, pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. Right back with more Open Forum.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. We are going right back to the phones, but I'll tell you right now, there's 17 lines open. We got a long way to go to use up that giant match that we have for today, $70,000. Just about 30,000 will get us there, about 30,000. So if you got 30,000 sitting around, pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Maybe you've been collecting dimes for the last 1,000 years. We'll take $30,000 of dimes. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. I'm joking about the dimes, but we have had people call and donate wheat. Yes, we have accepted wheat.
Yes.
We've accepted cattle, I believe. I don't know how that works, but if you call...
I'd say, you know, the wheat one kind of went against the grain.
Okay. Joe, come on now. We're trying to raise money here. Don't bring everything to a screeching halt, Joe. We're trying to raise money. There is a kernel of truth in what you said, though. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. But I'm going to make Joe work because we haven't taken any calls for a little while. So back to the phones we go. Michael in Oklahoma, listening on St. Michael Radio. We're awful glad you're here. Michael, go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hello. This is a question about the compilation of the Bible canon. I was told many years ago that the early church was reading around 300 scriptures at Mass, and from those 300, they discerned the 73 books to be inspired for the canon. And so I'm wondering, Is that right? Was there 300 books that were under consideration?
No, that is not right. I mean, it depends very heavily on what someone means by under consideration, but certainly in terms of being read at mass, that's way off. There is a large but not universal consensus about which books are in the Bible. There are a few books that are kind of in question or disputed, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, by the early Christians. But the general consensus about the kind of core books, if you will, was established very early on. For instance, St. Irenaeus, writing in 180, explains that there are exactly four Gospels, and he links this up to the four living creatures in the book of Revelation. There's plenty of Old Testament citations, and you can see a general consistency and harmony, both in the way the New Testament speaks of the Old Testament and the way early Christians speak of the Old Testament. You also have, you know, certain texts that are quoted really widely. Now, I mentioned 180 with Irenaeus, but if you go back even before that, something like the Moratorian fragment, which is about 140s, 160s, because it quotes a document from the 140s, you can find a pretty clear consensus. Again, with a couple books that maybe wouldn't be included today, or maybe there are a couple books missing, depending on which list you look at, but it's going to look an awful lot like the Bible you'd find today in the Catholic Church. Again, it's not 100%. There are some question marks. There's some gray areas, but it's nowhere near like 300 books. So the idea that we had no idea, and then the church just kind of arbitrarily chose 73, that is completely ahistorical. You find plenty of writings from long before the canon was sort of settled on, which, by the way, did not happen at the Council of Nicaea. You find long before the settling of the canon a clear consensus about which books are and aren't in, and then those boundary cases kind of get sorted out.
And I am going to leave it there because, as you know, we got a lot of folks on the line, but we also have to do...
Sorry, if I may. A good book, if you want to know more about this, Jimmy Akin has a book called The Bible is a Catholic Book, where he goes into great depth about that. Lee Martin McDonald has a good book on the canon from a Protestant perspective. And then there is a book just of early Christian canon lists that Oxford University Press put out if you just wanted to like delve in and read the data directly yourself. It's not as interesting maybe, but it's nice just to see the data without having someone just tell it to you.
Thanks, Michael. The number here is 888-291-8000. 18 lines open right now. We have a $70,000 dollar-for-dollar match today. We are trying to be fully funded to keep this show running for the next 3 months. We come to you each 3 months and ask you for your support. And for 25 years now, it has always worked out just fine. And we're very grateful for those who pick up the phone and call. As if you're thinking about your end of the year giving, maybe you could do some of that today. I realize that it's you know, many people will get into December before they'll do their end of year giving. But we won't be coming to you to ask you to support us again this year. This is it. So if you've been considering your end of year giving and you'd be willing to pick up that phone, just call 888-291-8000. You can make a pledge in any amount. We can accept. It sounds like I'm joking, but we have the ability to accept cryptocurrency, stock. We have cash, certainly, but also we have in the past accepted a wonderful donation of wheat from a farmer. We've accepted other donations from farmers and those who work in natural resources. So just ask if you'd like to make that donation. We'll do what we need to do to convert that into the funds to keep this show running. 888-291-8000. I wonder if you could really kind of storm the lines right now, though, because we've got 17 of our fellow employees just waiting to take your call. 888.
Well, not only that, we don't get the match if it's not met, right? So this is, well, no. You know, a lot of matches are kind of in name only, but this is a real one.
Oh, well, that's true, but they don't give us the match. But it's not like it's an all or nothing, Joe. Any amount that's matched, we will get that amount. So you don't, like, if you
call... Yeah, sorry, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But this is not one of those things where they're going to give us $70,000 whether you call or not. Your call actually does make a difference.
Joe, what Joe is alluding to is that some people are not entirely honest in their pledge drives, and we have decided that we be honest with you about everything. Among that is we tell exactly the number that we need, which is $225,000. We tell you exactly how we're doing, and we don't. If we have a matching pledge, it's a matching pledge. The donor knows this is a matching pledge, and they're doing it to help us out. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Just put that in your search bar, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you will come to us. You can make your pledge there. If you'd like, you can just text the word Catholic to 24365. Because we love Jesus 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, just text the word Catholic to 24365, and you can make your pledge there. But we need your help. We've got a huge first day match. We've never had this before. We didn't know how it was going to go. Thus far, lots and lots of generous people have helped us out. Oh, I'm just getting a note right now. $350 from Tim in Pocatello, Idaho. Thank you, Tim, very much, both for the donation and for allowing me to say Pocatello, Idaho. Pamela in Des Moines, Iowa, also a $365 donation. Pamela, thank you for your support. We need lots of those calls. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. These are difficult times, times of enormous confusion. The reason we have people who support us who are not Catholic, we've gotten support from atheists before. We get a considerable amount of support from our Protestant brothers and sisters, in a large part because you're not going to hear radio like this. You're not going to hear media like this anywhere else, where we keep the conversation intelligent and charitable. That's at least what we try to do. We talk with people who are pro-choice. We talk with people who are anti-Catholic. We don't care. We just want to talk about Jesus, the gospel, and the church, and to invite as many people into the salvation offered by Jesus Christ, and to this common sense, the lack of insanity, the sanity of the Christian faith. 888-291-8000 is where you can call to support that. 888-291-8000. Joe, I'm going to take you to Ireland now. John is in Ireland watching on YouTube.
Ireland.
A little bit. Do you love? I've never been to Ireland.
I went there for my honeymoon.
Oh, you did, really?
Split it between Ireland and Fatima. I love Ireland. I've been there, I think, four times.
Well, John, you're very welcome here. Go ahead with your question.
Hello, how are you doing? First, now that you mentioned that, where in Ireland were you?
I've been all over. Dublin, Cork. I've been a little bit on the west, like Dingle. But for the honeymoon, we got Lauren, like the former like castle estate. They now make it a hotel. So kind of in the,
very
the
nice.
Midwest.
Do you mind telling us where Ireland's you are? Where are you in Ireland, John?
I'm in Ulster. I'll say that.
Ulster.
are you not telling us more than that for security reasons?
Okay, all right. No. We don't want to put you in any danger there, John. Yeah. Okay. go ahead with your question, John.
It's a silly question, but I haven't been able to find an answer to it. Is say if somebody has a low tolerance to alcohol and they drink communion wine and they get drunk off of it, what is the outcome to that? Or is communion wine so low in alcohol that it's practically impossible to get drunk off it?
It's a very good question. And some people are triggered by even a small amount of alcohol, if particularly those who are in recovery for alcoholism. So there's a few things. Different wines obviously have different levels of alcohol in them. And so there are some that are very low. There's what's called mustum. And you can get an extremely low alcohol wine for those, particularly priests who have to receive both species to avoid any kind of risk of intoxication, especially because the priest, you know, maybe finishing the chalice if people don't go up very often to receive, and he's going to try to, you know, anticipate. It's very, very, very unlikely a layman going up is going to, in one sip of alcohol, have any kind of, you know, notable sort of effects. But having said all of that, if you're not trying to get drunk and you are receiving the blood of Christ, the fact that it may have an unintended side effect that, you know, it produces whatever bodily effects, that's neither here nor there. In the same way that very early on in the church's history, Tertullian talked about the fact that receiving communion doesn't break a fast on fast days. Like, yeah, it's true. You know, the bread has some calories in it, so your body might react even after it's been consecrated. And so, oh, you know, have you broken this fast we're trying to keep for God? Of course not. So likewise, there's a world of difference morally between someone who is, you know, going out on the town and getting drunk and someone who is receiving communion faithfully.
John, I wish we could talk with you more from Ireland, but we've got to do our fundraising. But thank you very, very much for the call. I hope we'll get to talk again. It's one of the nice things about getting to work here at Catholic Answers is getting calls from all around the world. Hearing from folks who with whom we share the faith. Sometimes we don't share the same faith, and the call will come from around the world. That's fine, but there's this sense that, you know, we're told, Joe, about the church as one family, one community all around the world. And I have to say, my experience at Catholic Answers, more than anything else in my life, has been the learning of, yeah, Catholics are pretty much the same everywhere. It really is a family feel. Like people, yeah. there's something about these sacraments we share, this faith we share, this communion with Christ we share. It's real, and it's not just talk. It's a real thing that we share with people all around the world.
Yeah, I went to a Spanish mass in Estonia once, and it was a good reminder.
What?
Of the
Come
universe.
On, Joe.
The backstory doesn't matter. The point is the universality of the church of, like, yeah. Oh, this feels extremely familiar.
Yeah.
It just really spoke to, like, oh, yeah, these are my people, even if I don't speak either Estonian or Spanish.
That's exactly right.
Like, it's recognizably, like, you can walk into a church and be like, I know where we are in the homily. I might even have a sense whether Father's doing a good job with the homily. I know where I am in the liturgy. You know, all of that, it's an invitation into something that's truly Catholic. It's truly universal.
The number is 888-291-8000 if you'd like to call and make your pledge of support. We have a $70,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We can reach it with just six gifts of $5,000 each between now and the top of the hour. I know that's a crazy thing to say, I know, but we could do it with six gifts of five, or 15 gifts of $2,000 each by the top of the hour. I have seen wilder things. I have seen things that actually seemed miraculous to me during fundraising for Catholic Answers. Actually seemed like I couldn't explain it, but I've seen it, so I'll say it. Six gifts of $5,000, and we are fully funded. We meet that match, that $70,000 match. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. 888-291-8000. That conversation that we just had with John from Ireland, and the conversation that Joe and I just had quite sincerely about the family of Catholicism around the world. You know, the truth is we get donations from around the world, but the vast majority of our funding comes from our fellow American Catholics and Protestants. And when you are giving us that money, there's people in the middle of the night in Nigeria listening right now. I can guarantee you there's people in the middle of the night in Nigeria or Sweden or Switzerland, which are two different countries I recently found out, or people in the morning, they're listening in Australia or New Zealand or the Philippines. I know Luke in South Korea is listening. Luke, a Nigerian Catholic man living in South Korea, is hello, Luke. And all that you're paying for when you make your pledge of support. We've got 10 lines open, 888-291-8000. But I'm going to keep making Joe do his job. So off, oh, another international call from Ontario, Canada. Justin is in Red Lake.
Extremely international.
It's not our country, Joe. I know Americans think it belongs to us.
Yeah, the War of 1812, we were this close. Anyway.
Several times we've been close. But Justin in Red Lake, Ontario, Canada. I'm sorry that this reception has probably been very threatening to you as a Canadian, but we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Joe Heschmeyer.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Not this conversation again.
Oh, did we do this last time you were on? Sorry.
Assuredly.
Every time we're on.
Oh, yeah, because we covet Canada, man. We want it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, I'm going to just try to jump into my question. I'm going to give you a couple premises first, just to try to be as clear as possible. Of course, I believe the Catholic Church is the great fulfillment. It's the fulfillment of the Old Testament, and all truth is there. I know people like St. Thomas Aquinas and a lot of theologians in the church basically say that all all doctrinal argumentation must be made from the literal sense, or I don't think they say based on the literal sense. I'm pretty sure they say made from the literal sense. That's the first two premises. And the third one is a lot of people think that typology is kind of like an analogy between two historical events. But I've noticed that all my research is in Second Temple Judaism and early Catholicism. It's more, analogies there, but it's much more of an emphasis on just a far surpassing story. So with that in mind, my question is, if we look at early baptismal theology, this water washing doesn't just remove dirt from the body. It cleanses the heart, the soul, everything. Whereas a person goes to bathe, presumably to smell good, to be in another's presence, or maybe to be invited in another's presence or be welcomed, we actually enter into God. So it's not that we just go into his presence, but he actually enters into us and, his fragrance flows through us. You could see that comparing regular washing to our baptism is an eschatological surpassing. So here's my question, now that I said all this. How come the Catholic Church, which I love, does not teach doctrinally, dogmatically, or even really talk like this anymore? It seems to be only the earliest church.
I'm not 100% sure I know, why you've got that impression. Because I think those things are taught. For instance, in the rite of baptism, there's a prayer of exorcism and anointing in which the priest says, Almighty and ever-living God, you sent your only Son into the world to cast out the power of Satan, spirit of evil, to rescue man from the kingdom of darkness and to bring him into the splendor of your kingdom of light. We pray for this child. Set him free from original sin, make him a temple of your glory, and send your Holy Spirit to dwell with him. So it seems like in that, there's a clear eschatological dimension. Like all of those things you're talking about, the past, present, and future action are all being highlighted. And the role of baptism with that eschatological dimension, it seems to me, is pretty clearly liturgically demonstrated. I mean, in terms of if you mean something like preaching, I imagine your mileage is going to vary. Some priests may be more focused on it than others are, but certainly this is a dimension that the church wants to take very seriously. The idea that the church and the sacraments and all of this exists not merely for this age, but for eternity, or ordered towards eternity, I suppose I should say. So, for instance, Vatican II in Gaudium et Spes says the church has a saving and an eschatological purpose, which can be fully attained only in the future world. But she's already present in this world and is composed of men, that is, members of the earthly city who have a call to form the family of God's children during the present history of the human race and to keep increasing it until the Lord returns. So that's the so-called already but not yet, that there is a sense in which Christ has won the victory, but there's another sense in which we can find the battle still being fought around us. And so in everything we do, we want to keep one eye both on the affairs of this world and another eye fixed on heaven. And we can't really abandon either. We have duties towards our neighbor. We have to be attentive to the things we're called to do in this world, but we can't lose sight of heavenly glory. And so I think the church tries to hit both of those things and emphasize both of those things in her liturgical texts and in preaching and in church documents. But, depending on what your experience has been, maybe you've heard one or the other emphasized, maybe to the exclusion of the other.
I got to leave it there because I got some exciting news. I told you I've seen miracles before. What just came in the last few minutes means that we are now just $14,000 from meeting our $70,000 first day match, which we have never done before. This is, I did not expect this. Look, Jane just gave $1,200 and then $720. So $1,900 from Jane. Christine just gave $680. Catherine just gave $124. Alana just gave $1,728. And Christina just gave $10,389. So we are now within striking distance. With 10 minutes to go, we're about $14,000 away from meeting a match that really seemed extraordinary to me just 2 hours ago. It's shocking. Please pick up that phone and call. We can do this. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. We've got 11 lines open. I was kind of, I said it's an extraordinary thing to say that six gifts of $5,000 would get us there. Well, all of a sudden, we're down to two gifts of $5,000 and two gifts of $2,000, and we did it. That's, I told you, I've seen...
You got to swing for the fences, apparently. So if anyone wants to give... Just give the entire $12,000.
Yes, please pick up the phone and give the $12,000. Don't, because Christina will. I know her, and she is a magnificent person. And but look, that's an extraordinary gift that got us really close here. If you can help us out, we'll meet an extraordinary first day match of $70,000. 888-291-8000. How exciting is this? 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place. It all goes to the same match. If you make a pledge, a monthly pledge in any amount, $10, $20, $50, whatever, at any amount, you're going to be in Society 315. You're going to get the Hallow app premium edition for a year, and your pledge is going to be tripled. So perfect time when we're this close to just pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. I am going to go right back to calls and let Joe work, because he said at the beginning, look, if you call and give, we're just going to answer questions, and you've done it. So I want to just say thank you to some extraordinary women who just got us very, very close to being to reaching our really an extraordinary goal for this hour. 888-291-8000. I'm going back to the phones. Going to make Joe work. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Samuel in Media, Pennsylvania, watching on YouTube. Samuel, if you can be kind of quick with your question, we can get you an answer, because we're getting near the end.
Thank you. Hello, Joe. I love your work on Shameless Popery. Watch every episode. Oh, thank you. So I was watching The Passion of the Christ, and I saw, like, the devil. Like, he looks like a mom, right, with his child, but, like, it's a totally perverted mother type of thing. And I couldn't help but think of, like, Mary and, like, this contrast between Satan and Mary, like, him being the original greatest being, and now Mary's, like, you know, the new greatest being, you know, creature, I guess. And she's so, like,
Satan, you got to get to the question. You got to put it in the form of a question, because we're about to go. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Like, so, yeah, so basically I was wondering if you have, like, any, like, Lucifer Mary typology sort of deals, because, like, Lucifer is, like, the original light.
I gotcha. Let me give you a couple quick ones. That's a very good question. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, the curse on the serpent, I'll put enmity, strife, conflict between you, he's talking to the serpent, who's the devil, and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, he shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. So notice there's a parallel between the woman and child, the woman and seed of the devil, and of Mary and Jesus. The woman there on the surface looks like Eve, but there's a clear sense in which it's also Mary. The reason that it's the seed of the woman instead of the seed of the man is because of the virgin birth. There's much more that could be said, but I want to kind of respect the limits of time. And then to say also that this parallel, particularly Eve and Mary, you can also see it between Satan and Mary, the kind of contrast. The early Christians see it, like I said, between Eve and Mary. So St. Justin Martyr says Eve, who is a virgin and undefiled, conceived the word of the serpent, brought forth disobedient in death. Mary received faith and joy when the angel Gabriel announced good tidings to her. Very similar things are said by Tertullian and Irenaeus as well. So the idea is the virgin Eve listens to a fallen angel and disobeys God. The virgin Mary listens to the angel Gabriel and receives God in her womb by her radical obedience to God. And so you have this radical contrast both with the disobedience of Eve and even more in some way and the disobedience of the devil.
I got to leave it there and say thank you very much for getting to the question, because this is an exciting time. $10,000 gets us to a fully matched $70,000 for the day. That's extraordinary. So we are about to go off the air, but our colleagues will stay answering the phones until they stop ringing. So pick up the phone now. Any pledge in any amount is going to be welcome and is going to help us get there. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Joe Heschmeyer, thank you for a very fine hour.
My pleasure.
All right, safe travels, brother, and I'll see you soon on the other
side.
I'll
see you on the other side of the pond.
As they say, the other side of the pond. We're about to do it. I can't believe it, but I do believe it. I've seen extraordinary things, and here's another one. Just a few thousand dollars, and we will meet the $70,000 match. If you're listening later, you can donate by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're listening now, you can go there or call 888-291-8000.